Hey everybody, I'm Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I'd like to talk about something that is sort of a hot button topic, and that is social networks and relationships. I think probably the proper title for this is going to be, Would You Give Up Facebook for Your Marriage? And this is something that we see in a lot of relationships now, particularly in divorces. You see Facebook and other social networks being mentioned quite a bit. You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the other social networks out there, they have become very, very popular. Just about everybody has at least one, and most people have several. They keep people connected with friends and family. They connect people with groups and other people who share their interests. They give everybody a platform to be heard. Petitions are signed, awareness is raised. You know, they're just a lot of fun and they do a lot of good. But what happens when they become a problem in the relationship? Before we go any further, I want to state unequivocally, you know, it's not the network, it's us. Social networking sites themselves are not the problem. The problem is either what people are doing on them or their inability to moderate their usage of them. Sure, a healthy relationship should be trusting, but when people use social networking websites to flirt or to cheat, then they're abusing their partner's trust. You hear a lot about these little pictures that say, if you traded phones for a day, or should you have your partner's password, and things like that. I think that you shouldn't need your partner's password, but it shouldn't be a problem for you to have it. Let's put it like that. Part of the problem with the whole thing is that a lot of people don't see blatant flirting or even sexting on Facebook or other sites as wrong. They know that their partner would be very hurt if they were to find out, but they feel like it's just online, it's not that big of a deal. That's all well and good as far as it goes, but this type of rationalization can result in a man or a woman who wouldn't cheat in real life engaging in pretty inappropriate or hurtful behavior online because they think it's not that bad. You'll often hear people say, it's just Facebook, it's not that big of a deal. And again, that's all well and good, but if their partner thinks it's hurtful, then that should matter. When it doesn't matter, that's when it becomes a problem. Because sexting or flirting or talking about inappropriate things with random strangers or even casual friends on Facebook should not be so important that someone would willingly hurt their partner in order to do it. If it is that important, then there are probably other problems. Another thing that gets ignored in this conversation is that it's not just cheating and inappropriate behavior that are the problem. Those things are the number one reason people cite problems with Facebook and other social networks in their marriage. Using Facebook to cheat is not the only problem. Some people put far more time into social networks they are a part of than into their relationship. This can be very, very hurtful to their partner. It's one thing for someone to be an active participant in an online community, but it's something else when every single time their partner looks at them, there's a phone in front of their face, or they can't take their eyes off the phone to respond to something that's being said to them. If somebody doesn't listen or answer when spoken to, and they can't put the phone down, this is very rude and disrespectful. In our culture, in our society nowadays, we see it all the time. People going out to eat and everybody's just staring at their phone. Nobody's even talking to each other. Spending too much time on Facebook and other social networks can put a huge, huge strain on a relationship to the point where one person feels that the partner is constantly ignoring them or they might even feel abandoned. It basically boils down to that if someone truly feels they can't interact with their family or their partner that's sitting in the room with them because what's going on a website is more important or interesting, then that is a rather large problem and it needs to be addressed. There's also the issue where one partner will repeatedly trash, accuse, badmouth, or lie about or insult their partner on social network websites when they're angry. This can be extremely devastating for a relationship. This sort of like public dirty laundry airing can cause damage to a marriage that cannot be fixed because not only have the person's family and friends seen it, but the entire world has potentially seen it. We've all seen those breakup conversations on Facebook that have gone viral. Those are real people. Their relationship is never going to be fixed from that. It's impossible. People can't get over something like that. This is often used as a humiliation tactic, and just as with Facebook cheating, it's often seen as benign or harmless or just like blowing off steam, but it is not any of those things. It's basically abuse, depending on what's been said, and it can be the final coffin nail for a relationship because it can create a cycle of two people who do nothing but try to publicly humiliate each other or make each other look bad. So my advice, don't go there. Just don't go there. There's never an excuse for it. It can be tempting to seek comfort or validation from friends on social networks or your family or whatever, but keep problems between you and your partner and work them out that way. Because when you start dragging other people into it, you're creating a monster that is never going to be able to be defeated. Now, recently, there was a post making the rounds that asked the question, would you give up social networking for a healthy relationship? After reading through literally thousands of comments, the response seems to be pretty evenly split between yes and no. The people who responded negatively seemed to be almost like angry at the idea, and the majority of them stated that a healthy relationship should not require you to give up anything. To me, this seems to imply that many people think healthy relationships have no problems or that healthy relationships require no work or sacrifice. That's not reality. I don't know what people think marriage is, but it's not like the movies. It's not reality to think that there will never be problems in an otherwise healthy relationship. There certainly will be. Trying to make a commitment to live with somebody and put your life together around their life and live in the same house for the next 50 years is probably one of the hardest things you're ever going to try to do. And there are absolutely going to be problems along the way. There's just no way to avoid it. There was more than a hint of entitlement in some of those responses as well, with a lot of people answering, you know, with a lot of indignance, as in, like, I shouldn't have to. Well, why not? All relationships have problems. All relationships require work and compromise to last. And every relationship requires sacrifice from both partners. I mean, nobody ought to be forced to do something they don't want to do. But if someone really doesn't believe they should ever have to sacrifice for a marriage or a relationship, then they don't understand what a relationship is. And I think it's really telling, the response from people to this picture. And I think it gives us a view into the state of marital relations in the world that we live in now and in our culture. Maybe this is why the divorce rate is so high. So many people are just not willing to bend, even regarding something this silly and unimportant, because Facebook is not important. It should not trump your marriage. But people simply refuse to give up anything they want for the betterment of the marriage or the relationship. That's a shame. Marriage is about compromise. It's not about everybody getting whatever they want all the time. And I will reiterate that. Facebook is not important. It should not trump your marriage. If Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or other social networking sites are causing problems in a marriage and you care about your partner, they should be gotten rid of. There are situations where a person is very controlling or abusive or pathologically jealous. And in those situations, the couple should seek professional help or the relationship should end. However, reasonable requests to stop doing something that truly hurts a partner should be honored, and it's not unreasonable or controlling to request their partner stop going on social networking sites if the person's behavior on these sites is causing problems in the marriage. If someone really cannot do that for someone they claim to love, then they have other problems than just Facebook. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. I am Shaman Sister Sin. Take care of yourselves and have a blessed day.